Weslaco that had a lot of machines, and I did all of the hand labor with foreign labor from Mexico that we'd make arrangements and bring over, or they'd come over and work anyway. As long as they came to the camp, I could hire them. Mm-hmm. And I made a lot of money clearing land.
How much is this ranch? Is this a family ranch?
Well, it belongs to us, to me. It's mine personally.
Was it your parents?
My grandfather, my grandmother's stepfather, mm-hmm, was Stephen, and he was the state legislature. And there was a man here by the name of, and he was quite a bandit. He turned bandit and finally had to leave the country. And he was gone about 20 years. Mm-hmm. In that time, his mother became old and she wanted to see him. And Grandpa, as we always called him, made the necessary legal arrangements to obtain a pardon from the governor of the state. At that time, I don't recall who the governor was, but he got permission for one to come back to Brownsville. He was quite a colorful character, and he had gone to Mexico during the 50s, 59 or 60, just before the Civil War, and he stayed down there for about 20 or 25 years. Mm-hmm. And in the 70s, during the Civil War, he distinguished himself quite a bit fighting the French. Maximilian had been sent over by Napoleon II to conquer Mexico, and you probably heard of that ill-fated expedition of Maximilian, haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, this one was one of the generals who fought very strategically against the French, and they hired Suave troops and defeated them quite in several instances. And he was with General when they won the famous Cinco de Mayo battle at Puebla. Mm-hmm. And that was the decisive blow that knocked the French down. Then the Civil War was over, and Mr. Lincoln had been assassinated and Johnson had been impeached, but Ulysses Grant notified the French government that if they didn't withdraw their troops from Mexico, he would enforce the Monroe Doctrine and declare war on France, mm-hmm, who had always been our ally and our friend, and he didn't want to do that. So then Napoleon quit sending help to Maximilian, and of course his troops were gradually, guerrilla warfare, were worn down to nothing, and he was captured and executed at Querétaro, in the state of Querétaro, at the capital of the state. Mm-hmm. And that ended the Maximilian. In that section of Mexico and in several others, there are a lot of half French people that have stayed there after especially the men, and they'd marry either Spanish or part Spanish or Indian women. And there are lots of very, very good looking girls. And the cross is it's very noticeable wherever there's either French or Italian blood. They take on a different type of looks. They're very, very pretty girls.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever live, once you came back to the States in 38 or 39,